Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Decorand FM.
Away. Right. How's that little bit at the end that way?
Brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely amazing. And we're just talking off air about, you know, you don't have to go and sit there and sing and do your thing. He was sort of talking there, really. It's like the older you get,
just that voice which has got kind of weary with age, weary with, you know, life, and I don't know, it's just like, it's magic.
Can you imagine being in that studio? There he is sitting there on his little bar stool with his guitar doing that song, and you're the producer or whatever. The atmosphere must have been amazing. Hey? Wow.
Ruben, wouldn't it? I mean, you just capturing, you know what you're capturing. It's like, wow. I just imagine being Trent Reznor and hearing that done to your song. It's like,
any Mission covers that you've heard? Which one stands out? Any bands, any solo artists that you heard or that you never knew of and all of a sudden you heard one of your songs?
Well, I've heard quite a few dodgy ones. there was this German heavy metal band that kind of did a piano ballad version of Like a Child Again, which was actually all right for that kind of thing, you know, light as a loft.
Let's talk about your new album. I love this concept because I drive home at 4 p.m. and the traffic is hectic. 2 hours, bumper to bumper, it is chaos. And then you brought out the second CD, and it's the instrumental version of your latest album, and that's what I'm listening to. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Some of those tracks had been around for a little while as instrumentals, so I kind of got used to hearing them as instrumentals. And, you know, there's a fair few people that have commented on Facebook and said, oh, I really love your instrumental album, you know. It's better than the one with the vocals. Like, okay, what do you mean by that? But no, I like a lot of instrumental music myself, and I think you can hear detail in the music that sometimes gets obscured by a voice, you know. So I just thought it was a good thing to do. You know.
How long did it take you to record this album? Where was it recorded?
It was recorded at my home studio. Basically, the actual recording probably took about 3 months. As I said, some of the songs I'd had around for a little while. Some of the songs were left over from the previous Mission album.
Yeah.
And then a few of the other songs I wrote specifically for this album, so, you know, in that space of time. I didn't really start out with a concept or anything for it. It was just a collection of songs that kind of hung together, and that there is no one kind of theme. There is no one kind of musical motif, if you want, because the first song is, you know, like a barroom jazz song, you know, and then there's the last song, which is spoken word techno kind of thing, you know. So, I don't know. It's fun to do.
Where can people buy this? Is it available on iTunes worldwide?
Yeah, it's available on iTunes. It is, yeah. And we will have a few copies to sell. I bought some over from the UK at the shows.
Songs of Candlelight and Razor Blade. I showed this to my wife before, and she said, "What's that could explain so much about Wayne Hussey, maybe." Or, it's just an amazing title for an album. How did you come up with that? What does it mean, really?
Well, to me, it was actually the first line of a song that was on the last Mission album, and the song was called Litany for the Faithful, and that was the first line, I'll sing you songs of Candlelight and Razor Blades, and I just thought, that's a good title for an album, so I love that.
Well, with all our load shedding going on in South Africa, I think it's a great title.
Yeah, well, you know, the candlelight, it could be romantic, you know, or it could be suicidal.
Exactly. All right, which song are you going to do for us now?
Well, we were talking about Mr. Eldritch before and how we didn't really get on, but there was one thing that we did agree upon, and that this was a brilliant, brilliant song. I'm sure anybody that knows the Mission will probably think, what? Why is he playing this song? It's a George Michael song.
I feel so unsure.
Yay, brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Shows you what a little bit of wine can do, hey?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you still perform that song live now and then if people...
Now and then.
This Friday and Saturday, live at the Barnyard Theatre, beautiful venues. You're going to love it. Intimate crowd, I think about 500-600 people per night. It's lovely venues. What can people expect? You can do a lot of stuff from your new album. But obviously, when you come to South Africa, people want to hear all the hits, all the classics. And
well... It's a song and dance variety show, really, without the dance. There are some songs I play with electric guitar and backing tapes. There's some songs I play with just acoustic guitar. I play the ukulele. I play a baritone guitar. I play, do a song with a looper, with a voice, you know, create voice loops and sing over the top of that. Piano, did I say piano? Yeah, piano.
Piano.
So it's quite a varied show, really. But I don't generally have a set list. I have a place where I start and a place where I finish. And then depending on how much wine I've had to drink and then the interaction with the audience, depends where it goes.
So towards the end of the show, any requests? You're going to get the song for Liverpool, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah, I mean...
You're going to get Ferry Across... Have you done Ferry Across the Mersey?
No, I haven't done that one. No.
How's that? Let's test you on Friday night, maybe. it's going to be fun. And I think, you've got a lot of Sisters of Mercy, but more Mission fans in South Africa.
Yeah,
Basically,
I have an iPad here, as you can see, and there's over 100 songs in here. So old Mission classics, old Mission lesser-known songs, you know, things like Bird of Passage and,
What do you think made the Mission, it's a household name all over the world virtually during the 80s and then into the 90s as well. What made you stand out from all the other bands? Because I know the Sisterhood, not bad, and then you got out of that and it became a bit more commercial, in my opinion, after the Sisterhood. And you wrote brilliant songs. You never knew you could sing that well because you were only the guitarist, remember?
Yeah. No, I think it's probably, I don't know. We wore good trousers. That helped. We had good haircuts. I don't know, Barney. I think we touched a nerve somewhere. You know, it's not something you can premeditate or calculate. You know, it's just something that happened. We were of our time, I think. And we just captured that. We captured something at the time.
Do you still remember the guys from The Cult?
Mr.
Duffy and rushed up on stage and introduced you guys. And apparently you had this backdrop or whatever, and they pulled this string, and the name, the Mission, was supposed to be then half of it.
Yeah.
It happened twice. I mean, that was the night you actually launched the Mission, and Andrew Aldridge was in the crowd, right?
I don't know if Andrew was there, but The Cult, we're still friends with them. We played some shows with them in the UK and Europe 2 years ago, so we still see them. I mean, it was good times, good times. Still having good times. Next year is the 30th anniversary of the band, actually.
Any plans? DVD coming out?
Well,
greatest
we plan
hits?
To plan to make a new album and plan to tour. Hopefully I can persuade someone to bring them down here. Be nice.
Dinner at my house?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break and then we're going to go out with, let's see, we've got a choice here. These are all the leftovers.
Leftovers.
The Rolling Stones, The Verve, The Kinks, Massive Attack. It just shows you like all kinds of music.
Yes, I do.
Okay, which one are we going to go for? Our last song.
I think it has to be. I'm going to stick with the theme of the 60s. I'm going to go with The Kinks.
The Kinks, so that'll be our last song. And your fans are going crazy outside The Kinks. Listen, Wayne, thank you very much for your time.
It's
You're a legend.
Lovely
you know what?
Here.
You're just such a down-to-earth guy. You love people. And you love your music, and you're an inspiration to a lot of South Africans as well. Just about love and enjoying life. And,
and
you love this country, don't you, Josh?
Yes, I do. I've always had a great time here, and I fully intend to have a great time this time too.
Stay there, still
but
to come.
We'll try and avoid the hangovers.
Oh, it takes 3 days to recover.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Decorande.